It's been more than 2 weeks since a crash at a Southend-Barrie intersection seriously injured 3 people, and the woman accused of impaired driving causing bodily harm is still in custody while she awaits a bail hearing. Cassie Korzenko, 32, of Barrie, has been awaiting a bail hearing since being charged with 3 counts of impaired driving causing bodily harm in connection to the collision on the evening of Thursday, December 1, in front of Sadlin Arena, at Mapleview and Bayview Drives. Korzenko made an in-person appearance on Friday at the Barrie Courthouse for the first time. All of her other appearances have been by video from the Central North Correctional Center, CNCC, in Penetanguishene. Given the option of a duty counsel hearing on Monday or waiting for her counsel to be present for a bail hearing, Korzenko chose to wait. Her counsel, who stated he had not yet been formally retained, told the court he would be unavailable to do a bail hearing for at least a week and a half. The court decided to bring Korzenko back on Monday, December 19, by video remand. The lawyer representing Korzenko had also asked about a potential publication ban on the case, based on ages of the victims, but because they are all over 18 years old, no publication ban was granted. Korzenko's counsel said he would speak with her over the weekend and may seek a publication ban on other grounds. At approximately 6:30 p.m., Deck 1, Barrie police responded to the intersection of Mapleview and Bayview for a serious collision involving multiple pedestrians who had been struck by a vehicle. Police say the 3 people were hit by a vehicle traveling south on Bayview. The vehicle then collided with 2 other vehicles, whose occupants were uninjured. Korzenko was arrested at the scene and taken to local hospital. 2 of the pedestrians were airlifted to a Toronto area trauma center, one of whom suffered serious and potentially life-threatening injuries. The 3rd pedestrian was transported to a local hospital and was also later flown to a Toronto hospital. Empower Simcoe, which provides services to people with physical and intellectual disabilities, has previously confirmed that 1 of the victims was a worker with the organization and the 2 others were athletes who have been involved with Special Olympics. The victims are a 52-year-old female staff member and 2 male clients, aged 53 and 44. They were heading to a Barrie Colts game at the arena when the crash happened. On Friday afternoon, an Empower Simcoe representative told Barrie Today there were no further updates on the health of the 3 pedestrians, but they still remain in hospital and their conditions had been improving.